Welcome to the Connected Spirit Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Dawson. I'm a professional psychic medium and mentor. In this show, I'll be sharing my personal experiences as an intuitive and discussing my journey with mediumship development. But that's not all. I'll also be bringing in guests to talk about fascinating topics like near-death experiences, spiritual awakenings, astral traveling, encounters with interdimensional beings, energy healing, and more. Together through open and honest conversations, we'll challenge the way we think and support one another. My hope is that these discussions will help you connect with your own spirit and feel seen and validated in your experiences. So join me as we dive into inspiring conversations that are going to push boundaries and encourage personal growth. Get ready to explore new perspectives and embrace the power of connection. All right, let's dive into this week's episode. Hello, everybody. I'm so excited to have you join this week's episode of the Connected Spirit Podcast. I have a guest who is absolutely phenomenal and has completely changed my life, and it's such an honor to have her here. Her name is Jaya Rose. She is the go-to expert in her field as an online business coach for impact-driven leaders. And Jaya has created this incredible methodology to help her students, which I'm also one of them, identify and own their unique message, rock their video marketing, and create time freedom in their businesses. And Jaya believes it is now more important than ever to move your positive mission into the world while also honoring your needs and desires. Jaya dazzles her audience with her big heart charm and invites people to step out of their comfort zones and into a new reality where they become the main character in their story. Yes, I love that. They walk away from her talk with tangible takeaways, inspired minds, and full hearts, feeling ready to expand their vision and share their message with the world. Everybody, welcome Jaya Rose. Hello, my love.
Yay. Thank you for having me. Now yeah. I must dazzle.
Well, you do, and you make it look effortless. So, little backstory. I actually first came across you on Instagram when you were on Travis Holt's show. Amazing interview. I love Travis. Shout out to him. Too. He's incredible. He's such a sweetheart. And I listened to the show, and there was something about your voice, your message that just resonated so deeply. And I started following you for a few months. I think your episode aired in July of the summer. And then I started following you for about maybe 3-4 months. And then I'm like, I got to get hooked up with this girl. There's something within your mission, your work that really resonated with me. And you do video marketing, but it's so much more than that. Before we delve into that, you have an incredible story and you talk a lot about it in the TikToks, different angles of it. But for those of you that are being introduced to Jaya for the first time, could you tell us a little bit about how your story and how that really aligned with who you are today, leading people through embodiment of their soul and sharing their message with the world with video marketing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I have a story that probably relates to a lot of people because I identify as playing small. And I think that a lot of women with gifts and with a desire on their heart to help people spend a large portion of their life playing small and sort of dimming that. So I really resonate with the idea that I dimmed my light, but also had this secret desire to be well known, to be on stage, to be making a bigger impact. And so when that got ignited through finding the online space, that was 8 years ago. And prior to that, I had been making $30,000 a year for over a decade as a personal trainer. So that's sort of my play small era. And when I found the online space, immediately I found video. Like all of it sort of happened at once. I found Marie Forleo, who I ended up never taking any of her programs, but she was a major inspiration to me because she was using video. She was speaking a clear message, and it was like she was speaking to me. She was just looking right at the camera saying, "You have a gift that this world needs," and ultimately speaking to that idea that, what are you doing? You're playing small and you could be helping people. And not only that, but making money and scaling a business that's much easier to make. Say you want to make $500,000 a year, much easier to do that online than being a personal trainer.
Yeah.
That just felt like a dead end to me. And so it was in that inspiration that everything changed for me. And it didn't change overnight, but it changed internally overnight. It was like once I saw that and I saw that it was a potential for someone like me, because Marie Forleo actually looks like me too. Like we're similar age. She has a dance background too. And I was like, we are not different enough for me to put any excuses in front of this. And that is what ignited me. There's a long journey. Like we could spend the whole time on the journey of going from being a personal trainer. But ultimately, I took that business online and then I realized I loved video. And I had a passion like she did for sharing a message and igniting that spark for other people, like being that instigator almost. That's like, hey, you could do it too. And that was about 7 years ago that I went into teaching video marketing. And now I have a pretty vast array of work that I share with the world. And you hinted to this already. It is deeper than video marketing because I could tell you right now on this podcast, get on video, pick up your camera, speak to the camera. But deeper than that is really being willing to bring your full self forward and be seen. To become well known means to be fully seen. And there's a lot of edge there for a lot of people. So I love to meet my students there and then also encourage them to move through that and show up anyway, because that's where the gold is in the messy action.
Absolutely. And you have this unique, and I'm going to say it's unique methodology, because you teach people how to create a message, how to really niche down and how to show up. But you also address the other part of it, the energetics, the inner work. How did you realize that there was more than just picking up the camera and recording the video? There was like mindsets, there was energy that people had to shift, because there's a lot of people that use video marketing, but it's flat, it's empty. There's no soul behind that. And you've embodied that. So I'm curious, like, what got you to incorporate that? How did that become really what you're well known for?
That's a great question. The first year I taught video, it was a program called Rock Your Videos. And it was like my breakout year where I created $150,000 in sales. So I 5x the income I had ever had. And that really required a lot of me. And so it was through my own process of going, I'm doing X, Y, and Z. I'm taking the steps. I'm getting the results that everybody wants. And it didn't feel internally like what it looked like on the outside. So maybe it looked easy or effortless to someone else, but to me, I had to face all of my issues. Initially, a big issue that came up was this core wound of abandonment. Mm-hmm. And that is through a number of things, being parentified as a child, my parents getting divorced, my dad moving away. And it was like every time I would post a video, this feeling of insecurity and abandonment and really looking for validation from the outside was right in my face. And it was like I was being forced through choice to look at this. And so it wasn't like I had to go very far down the journey before I started realizing, wow, this is really a healing journey. And that is what I did to be able to create that success. But then I realized I don't know if I want to be known for video marketing because it feels shallow to me. And how can I represent it at its fullest when I know that so much more is needed? And so I left it, actually. And I went on what I call the dark night of the soul. For the next 2.5 years, I asked myself really big questions like, what am I meant to be known? How can I leverage my gifts to be the most impactful to help other people then leverage their gifts? And that can become a ripple effect. So not light questions. And I went into that for a couple of years. I didn't teach any video marketing. I actually had a program called Embody. And I was just teaching what I was going through, basically. So how can I be the leader who shows up in the depth and in the potential? Like both. And I had to do it. Like I had to just be in it. And it was a few years later that I was like, yeah, but it is still video marketing. Like I had clients, I had a program where I was teaching more so the inner work and then how to create all your programs and put yourself out there. But people didn't do it. The last thing on the list is going to be getting on video and actually doing it. Everyone loves to clarify their message for like 3-4 years. Okay. Do it. And they get stuck there. And I realized that I wasn't really doing the greatest service I could by even giving the inkling that you could grow a successful online business without video marketing. And so it's really just been the last year or so that I've said, okay, Jaya, yes, and You are deeper. You do believe that it is a healing journey. But what people really need is to get themselves out on video so that they can grow a business that's successful. So I must speak to that, right? It's the old adage of give them what they want, sell them what they want, give them what they need. And I know that what my audience wants is to become well-known, have a successful business. But then when you come into my program, well, you're going to get what you need.
Absolutely. And it's not easy because I did an intensive. I'm also part of the membership.
Yeah.
The Video Magic. And I got to say, there is more than just the techniques of creating a video script, right? Having the lighting, having the background, all of that. There is so much depth and juicy goodness that really people could rush through. But if you want to do a quality job, you got to take your time.
Yeah.
There's a lot that comes up, like not just who's your ideal client, but like talking about your transformation story. Holy shit. That's some deep stuff, right? How do you get to this place in your life where then, okay, what's like the arc? What's the pivot? And how do you want to take that message and share it with people? Your story can go in many different directions, but is it just about making sales or do you actually want to connect with the right people?
Mm-hmm.
And so interesting, by taking your courses and being in the membership, it has been a huge, huge deal for me because I have completely shifted my business, completely shifted who my ideal client is. It's not focused on, okay, I've always felt like I was heart-centered, but who do I really want to work with?
Yeah.
Is the question, right? Is it just about sales or do I want to make sales that are aligned? And it's completely shifted and it's elevated not only my energy, but my self-worth and increase in sales. Like you've got this the whole wheel. It's massive. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I think for people, particularly in the spiritual arts that are wanting to show up on video, I mean, being in the Video Magic, you've got a lot of people that are in the spiritual arts.
Yeah.
And can you share as a mentor, as a teacher, some of the challenges that you see with people that are in the spiritual arts showing up on video?
Yes.
Because honey, it was overwhelming when I was seeing some of the stuff that people pre-Video Magic, going out there. It's so confusing. And then I'm going to leave that to you, to what you think.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny. You're asking the best questions. I was like yelling yesterday at someone's video who's in the membership. I'm definitely not going to name names. And I love you. If I'm yelling at you, it's because I fucking believe in you, okay? If I'm yelling at you behind your back, that means that I love you. So I was watching one of her videos and I was like, but why? I told you before, we have to be so clear and so niche down in terms of what you're saying to somebody. If you're telling somebody that they're going to have three different outcomes, or if you're experiencing this and this and this and this and this, swipe, someone is scrolling past. And so how do I I tend to attract a lot of people who have ambivalent messages, who are in the healing arts or the spiritual arts. And it is so hard for you. I think number one, I want to just really validate that the history of being a healer, of being a spiritual teacher, of being a psychic is not one that would have supported yelling it from the rooftops in a super clear way with a megaphone.
Yeah.
Right. So that's what I'm asking you to do. I'm saying, come on. Yell it from the rooftops with a megaphone, like no biggie. And so there's literally
the little microphone.
Yeah. Little microphone, which has such good sound. It's like a megaphone.
I love it.
There is undoing that needs to be done around how quiet you should be, about how small, about how much you should dim. And so that is why I focus on that. Now, not everyone will do it, though. They skip right forward to like, what am I supposed to say in the video? Let me do it. And it doesn't land. So I will just continue to encourage you to do the deeper work to allow your voice to be clear.
And I love that.
What potential lives in your clear voice? And I think that sometimes it's a technique you need to learn. And sometimes there is a self-protecting sabotage that is saying, okay, yeah, I get it. But let me just be unclear, because that works better for my own personal storyline. So I will both give you tools to help you, and I will hold you accountable to what you want, which is to have a clear voice.
Absolutely. And I find even when I started looking at your work, You talk a lot about niching down, but it makes so much sense because especially people in the spiritual arts and a lot of people that listen to the podcast or in the spiritual arts or healing arts, we are multi-passionate people. And when we're trying to share our message, that gets lost in translation because we're trying to check all of the boxes. Like I'm an evidential medium. I'm a mediumship teacher. My message now is very clear. I'm teaching mediumship development, but I'm also into energy. I'm also into spiritual healing. I'm also into tarot and oracle cards. There's all different things, but I find like there's a responsibility. And I mean, people are going to hear me preaching about this, but it's my show and I can do what I want.
Yeah.
So if you're a spiritual person, though, what do you want to be known for? And that's what you teach people, because there is this misconception that psychic mediums are just people that are reading crystal balls that are telling the future. So if you're not getting really clear about what you do, you're going to fall into that old paradigm or that old stereotype. And that's where people are going to not find you. That's how your business is going to be negatively impacted, because you're not clear on video showing up who you are and what you actually do.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. I love it. Preach. It's so true. And that's why I call it the protective sabotage, the safety sabotage, because it will keep you small. And at least I always say, and I'll say things like this, it sounds like a truth bomb. And it's like, just be real. You're doing that. Like sometimes I'm doing that too. And actually, I went to a psychic medium who I learned about on a podcast, like that I booked many months ago yesterday.
Oh, cool.
Something came through that is a really, really powerful analogy. I think it fits right here. And it's something I've done so much. So listen, you know what I mean? We're all in the same boat and I've learned to navigate this and I'm still learning. Okay. And it's the idea that you have one foot on the gas and one foot on the brake. Mm-hmm. And so the gas is the desire and the brake is the fear. And you're like, I'm moving towards these desires. I'm going to get myself out there. I'm going to build this business. I'm going to be speaking my message clearly. I'm going to be attracting people. And you're putting the gas on. And then simultaneous to that, all the stories from your childhood, all the stories from your past lives, from all your ancestors, break, break, push, break, right? And this is it. I feel like if we all just focus on this energy, what is potential to shift? So I'm starting to notice, okay, you know what? I don't even want to use either. Put it on cruise control. Get me going 73 in a 65, okay, just under the radar. And let me cruise. What would be possible if we got to that point? And it's not to bypass that you might need to be breaking sometimes, or you might need a process there. But I love the idea that energetically I can tap into what it feels like to be cruising and allow that to start to feel safe in my nervous system so that I could do less of the back and forth.
So talk about that, the nervous system. How important is having a regulated nervous system as a human, as a spiritual being, but also as a business owner that's using video to share a message? And really, it's an incredible marketing tool.
Yeah, absolutely. It could be the front and center of my message if I was sharing what you needed and not what you wanted, right? Front and center is attract clients and become well known. What you need is to get comfortable being uncomfortable and allow yourself to be seen and allow that to become a new experience in your nervous system that can feel safe. And that's not going to happen by not doing it. I do this analogy a lot of the gas brake, because that is a useful thing to do. If you're not putting the gas on, you're not getting anywhere. So the gas is doing it anyway. It's hiring a mentor. It's joining my membership. It's listening to Courtney's podcast. You are going to take action, and that is the gas. Then you are going to have resistance and fears and doubts, and you're going to put the brake on. And it's within that relationship where you don't judge yourself for the brake. You allow the stories to come forward, and not the sabotage is always in letting them have more power over you than the desire to move forward. That is the sabotage. But that does not mean that we gaslight ourselves. Or how do we integrate it? We see it, we accept it, we allow it to be there. And then your foot comes off, because it got to be heard. And then you're moving again. And this is really the process. There's no overnight success. There is no shifting everything in a quantum leap. I just don't personally believe that. I have not experienced that because our nervous systems don't function in a quantum leap way. Quantum leap to your nervous system is trauma.
Totally.
Right? Yeah. And so we don't want to re-traumatize ourselves. We want to create a new experience of what it feels like to move forward and feel safe within that.
That is powerful. And I just had to chime in on the nervous system because people don't talk about that enough. And especially as soulpreneurs, people that have spiritual-based businesses, we're dealing with energy. And so for those of you that are listening and wanting to grow your business, video marketing is a tool that's going to help you. But honey, you got to have that nervous system regulated or it's going to screw up your entire vibe and you're not going to embody the potential and the success that you want. And you have to feel it and embody it in order to experience it. You
totally do.
So what are some tips that you have for people that are at a place in their life, they want to expand and grow their business and they come across video marketing, but they don't know where to start?
Yeah. I have a free video marketing course, so I would highly recommend to start there. That's what I offer to everybody. I think free resources are a great way to start something. I did that at the beginning of my online business, free resource about how to start an email list, about how to create a funnel. I did all the free things. So I'm a big fan of that. That's why I teach people how to create really great freebies, because I do think it's a good introduction to anybody's business. Also, just doing it, if I were to just be really straight with you, you've got to get comfortable on camera. And the only way you're going to do that is to put the foot on the gas. And so one way to do this is to start recording yourself without the pressure of posting. I think anytime you can take pressure off of yourself, expectation that could lead to disappointment, you're always going to create a win. So creating a relationship with yourself on camera and you seeing yourself is going to unlock that nervous system regulation around then other people seeing you on camera. So that's a great way to address like fear, the fear of being seen and being on camera. But then from there, it becomes about strategy. Then we watch ourselves back. So one thing I love to tell people is that you're going to give yourself 3 compliments and 1 constructive criticism. So we are majorly outweighing the criticism, because the first thing your brain is going to want to do is like, oh, look at my eyebrow, look at my hair, look at my chin, look at my, that is natural. So we need to override that where you're doing that fourth. And don't even say stuff about your physical. Just take a note, like don't wear that color lipstick or whatever, right? Don't criticize yourself physically, but give yourself the 3 compliments and then look at one thing. Okay, one thing I want to do is use my hands more. One thing I want to do is feel more relaxed. So I'm going to shake out my shoulders before I start recording. One thing, and then continue forward that way. This is a comfy on camera exercise I give to people. So that would be my starter tips.
I love that. And those are tips, you guys, that I do.
Yeah, I love
it. And they help. And what's so interesting is you help people in so many ways. And I'm going to share this story. Now, we talked about it before we started recording the podcast. Okay. So I don't know how y'all have heard of me, found me, but I've been active on social for, I don't know, a few years.
Yeah.
But I just wasn't really getting the engagement that I wanted. And then I came across you on Travis Holt's podcast. It was amazing. Anyways, the rest is history. It's amazing. It's been so great. Well, I was working with somebody before and I was like so burnt out mentally. There was so much that I was told to do, but there was like missing gaps in the information and my nervous system got all messed up. I was stressed out. Came across you, and I truly believe it was divinely guided. I really, really do. Because I followed you and you have so much really cool content. I was like, ooh, I could do that. I could try that, right? Mm-hmm. So you're giving like free value right up front. And then there was something where I needed to have more. And I was at a place where I had major health issues, not feeling good, overwhelmed in business, too much going on. It's just a fucking mess, right?
Yeah.
And so I booked a 90-minute intensive with you. And guys, this is the power of video. I'm going to share this with you right now. So how I've been able to scale my business from making, which isn't bad money, but it's not going to be sustaining the life that I desire for myself, 5, 6, 7, 8K a month. And people might go, oh, that's okay. Well, that's fine. Yeah. But I knew that I wanted more. There's more things that I needed, that I desire in my life and I want to work towards. So I need to increase my income. So I took a 90-minute intensive with you. We got rid of all the bullshit, all the fluff, all of these different launch strategies. And oh God, I just can't even talk about it. It was too much. And you simplified it. We identified my niche, my three core, my values, the things that I really want to emphasize. And I got off the phone or off the video call with you. I literally, I had a course, I kid you not, that was launched. I think we met, it was like December 12th. And my course was supposed to launch January 11th. And I'd already been marketing it and had people who bought tickets for it.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I refunded it. I refunded it.
Good.
You go, do you need the money? I'm like, no.
Yep. Yep.
And that's not in an ego way, but I don't need the money if it's going to make me more stressed out. So refund it. I, 4 weeks before launch and I got pre-sales refund. Yep. Anyways, I ended up making my brand new course that is now my signature course. And I sold tickets and I made five figures. And the only advertising I did was showing up on video in my IG stories and on my feed. Seriously.
So good. So you refunded. I remember that call and I went to my husband after. I said, I just told this woman to refund. She is losing money after this call with me, but it absolutely is going to clear the way for more aligned sales and for sustainability. Because when you're taking action that does not feel aligned, it is not going to be sustainable. And that's where you were. It was creating burnout. That is so incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
And you were willing to take the risk.
I did. I refunded thousands of dollars because your insight made sense to me. It resonated with me and it's simple. I have ADHD, which causes me anxiety, overwhelm, OCD, all of that. My listeners know about that. And that's okay. That's just who I am. And so I need clear, simple methods. And I got that from you and your program. And honestly, I felt like I wasn't showing up as the best version of myself because I physically wasn't well. Yeah. I just thought, I'm going to just do some videos, put myself out there. And I still made five figures, you guys.
That's amazing.
It's incredible. That's the power of video. And I'm aligning with my ideal clients, the people that actually need what I'm offering.
Yes.
And they wouldn't know that if I didn't show up in video and picked up my phone and go, hi,
you need this.
You need this.
Yeah.
Right? And there's still a lot of growth that's going through it. But the fact is, if you show up consistently and embody your message, you are going to resonate with the right people. You're going to keep serving, doing what you want and be abundantly paid for it. And it's transformational. That's like a big transformational point in my business. And this is like really recent.
Yeah.
You guys can do this too. And follow Jaya. Follow, get in the membership. Sign up for Video Magic. It is magic. I love it.
You could become an affiliate for the membership and then they can sign up through you.
Oh,
and
then talk. You,
yeah, we'll talk. So Courtney will have her own link.
Yeah, it's incredible. And you have done so much in shifting the way people show up and it's powerful. And I love that. And really, I'm going to say something. I'm not sure if you've actually been told this before, Jaya. You are like the video queen, but you know what? And a lot of what you do, you're also a healer, honey. You really are, because we have to heal our shit in order to embody who we are and then show up. So it's deep. Like you're doing spiritual stuff. That's why I'm like, I got to have this lady on my show.
Oh, I love that. Thank you for that recognition. She's a psychic, but I think she does like a lot of different things. So I don't know what she actually goes by, but she definitely did psychic sessions. I did one maybe 6 years ago. And it was when I was in that dark night of the soul period and I was really rejecting video marketing. Yeah. I was like, that's not it. And she was like, I see video coming back for you and it being really strong. She said, you're closer to living your soul purpose than you've ever been. And I didn't know what it meant at that point. It actually took a number of years. And she's like, you say you're teaching this and people are going to come to you because you say you're teaching that. But what you're really doing is bringing them closer to themselves and healing them. And I was like, okay, I know that, but I'm just going to whatever I can do with that information. I don't market myself as a healer, but I would hope that my space that I create and the opportunities I create also do include healing.
They do.
Got to go deep to go wide.
Absolutely. I love that. Go deep to go wide. And you're going deep. You're going deep, yeah. You guys.
Yeah.
Jaya, can you tell the listeners what you have up and coming, how they can get in contact with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Grab my free video marketing course. And it will walk you through exactly what Courtney's talking about, where we go deeper at the beginning. We're going to talk about your star power and about becoming fully seen. I'll give you some great resources there. And then real tangible strategy and action pieces. I break down, actually, everything is like a bite-sized piece of what you could get in my membership or in my Video Magic program. So check that out. And then you'll be on my email list and you'll see I open the doors for the membership every quarter. And same with Video Magic every quarter. So they oppose each other in that way. So there's always an opportunity to go deeper so you can go wider.
I love it. And you have a podcast. Are you doing that regularly?
No. It's called Being Well Known, and it is not well known.
Well, that's okay.
It's not. Yeah, I just pop on when I feel like it. And then I realize, like, I don't really need to do it. So then I only do it if I really want to. But there are 100 and some episodes and tons of good listening there.
Yeah, I just had to plug that in there because yeah. I listened to it and I love it. There's so much juicy stuff that it's easy to understand. And for people nice. That are maybe simple like me, where just give me the straight goods, no fluff. The yeah. deets. This is how to. You get that in all of your content, social media, your newsletter, all your videos, yes. you know, and the podcast. It's incredible. Jaya, it's been so amazing to have you on the show and have you share your wisdom, your light with the listeners.
Thank you. This was so fun. The Connected Spirit. I love it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Connected Spirit Podcast. I hope you enjoyed diving into this beautiful conversation. And if you loved what you heard, be sure to subscribe to my podcast and leave a review. Your feedback means the world to me, and it helps me reach more people who can benefit from these conversations. Remember, you're not alone in your spiritual journey. So stay connected with me on social media. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram. My handle is @mediumcourtneydawson. You can also subscribe to my weekly newsletter, The Connected Spirit, and the link is in the show notes. Keep exploring, keep growing, and always remember that there's a greater purpose guiding you on this incredible journey. Until next time, stay connected and embrace the power of your spirit.